Well, we've had a very successful season. We definitely have a couple bumps in the road. It hasn't been perfect, but overall, it's been a great regular season, and you know, it shows us winning the middle border. It shows us getting the one seed in our bracket. But like I said, we got a lot of work left. We're confident going into the playoffs, even though we lost our last two games to very good teams. But this team is capable of a lot of good things, and if we just don't beat ourselves. That's kind of one thing. We don't beat ourselves. We feel very confident that we can make a deep run here.
Yeah, and in the few times I've seen you guys this year, it seems like it's a different person on any given day that kind of stands out for your team. I believe it was Grace Franco once, Ari Temmers another time. Is just having that kind of depth, you think, been very beneficial to you this year?
Absolutely, and that's why we feel so strong about our hitting lineup. I mean, 1-9, we've got girls that can drive the ball and can have big games, and it's not just a couple of hitters that we need to rely on. I mean, we've got up and down our order, we've got girls that can just flat out hit, and we're a tough team to pitch to, and we've been playing very good defense. And you know, the biggest thing that we feel confident in is the pitcher we have on the mound as well. I mean, Taylor has been just outstanding. I think she's an All-State pitcher, and we got everything we need to be a very good team here, and we're excited to get going here in the playoffs.
Yeah, and so looking ahead to the playoffs, obviously you mentioned you guys got the one seed. You get today off, where you get the 19th off, which is great, and then you just kind of wait out and see who you're going to play. First and foremost, talk a little bit about the two teams that are playing before you that will set up the matchup, what you know about them and what you're going to get from them. And then after that, just kind of, you know, going through the rest of the bracket, what, you know, some of the opponents that are in there and what and who are going to be your biggest threats.
Yeah, so we play the winner of Arcadia in Stratford. You know, Arcadia, by record-wise, has really struggled in the Cooley Conference. They have one win. And Stratford, another team that's kind of playing better right now. So we'll dig more into tomorrow when we know exactly who we play that first round, but we definitely will not take anyone lightly. You know, if we win that game, we potentially will face Elk Mound. We'll face Elk Mound or Mondovi. And we faced Mondovi a couple weeks ago. We beat them 3-0 at home, and they've got a very good pitcher. They're a very good team. They're 14-2 now. And that'd be the regional championship game, and again, that's not going to be an easy game whatsoever, either Elk Mound or Mondovi. And the other side of that bracket, you know, there's some good teams. You know, Baldwin, we all know about Baldwin, how good Baldwin is, and then GET, they've had an incredible year. Nielsville, they've had a good year, and so it's a challenging bracket. It's challenging that I can remember a Prescott softball team facing here coming up, but you got to beat everybody, win or go home, and that's the beauty of softball playoffs is you get that pressure. And again, we're an experienced group, and we got a lot of girls returning from our last year's state runner-up team, and we've got seniors who played in state tournaments as freshmen, and we feel good about where we're at, and like I said, an experienced group, man. We should be confident going in.
Yeah, and with an experienced group like that, I guess I wanted to ask you also about some of the younger people on your team. Leah French, one of them. We mentioned it a couple times in our broadcast that she just seems to get it. And so, you know, just for the younger players, how big of a moment is this? How big of an experience is this? And for somebody like her who's been doing a great job in our eyes this year at the catcher spot, you know, what is this kind of upcoming run going to mean for them?
Yeah, Leah's been, I mean, outstanding. And you know, we thought going in, you know, we potentially could have a really good catcher, but yet she's still a freshman. And you know, we had Addie Rabel there; they were both fighting out the one spot. And eventually, Leah just outplayed her and won that job. And she's been terrific. She's the best defensive catcher I've seen all year, and she's only a freshman. And she doesn't give up fast balls; teams don't steal on her, and she's really coming around as a hitter. And to have her behind the plate is a big reason for our success. And she does not play like a freshman. She's definitely past that. She doesn't seem to get rattled. She doesn't seem to get nervous. So we're not worried about that going into playoffs. I think that she's very confident right now, and so are all of the other girls.
Yeah, and so I guess my final question is you've gone there consecutively here now. Obviously, the next step is getting one game further and getting that championship to come back to Prescott for what I believe is the first time ever, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, without, you know, the pressure that it comes with it, and, you know, how confident is this team? You know, what's the mojo like over there right now?
Well, we're very confident, but we definitely know being a one seed and being ranked, that's just a number. It comes down to when we play the game. And I tell the girls, unfortunately, our basketball season ended in an unfortunate way, you know, being a one seed and being ranked, and we get locked on the first round of playoffs. So nothing's guaranteed. The playoffs doesn't owe anybody anything, no matter what you did in the regular season. So we're not taking anything for granted. We know that anyone can beat anybody, and it's just game by game right now.